Time to take a look at the world of science and science education with Bassam Shakashiri. I'm Larry Mueller. Bassam's been with us many times over the years. He's professor of chemistry at UW-Madison, holds the William T. Evue Chair for the Wisconsin Idea, and there's always lots of things that we can talk about with him today. The March of Science, we can talk about that. We can talk about general questions in the science and education area. I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. And Bassam, welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
I'm very happy to be here, and I want to congratulate you and WPR on the centennial of broadcasting, serving our listening community and their friends for so many years, and many, many happy returns, Larry, and especially to you now. You've been, what fraction of the centennial have you been on the air here?
Half the time.
Half the time. So congratulations to you, too, and you always feature guests who are talking about science, technology, education, including my previous guest, your previous guest here,
Apple Bodimer, great
so
person.
It's just great to be with you, and congratulations again.
Well, I'm congratulating you too, because you're the owner of a new truck, and we have the truck, a photo of the truck up on our Facebook page. If you want to take a look at Bassam standing next to his truck, Science is Fun truck.
Science is Fun, and the name of the program is Science in Motion. What we want to do is foster community appreciation of science. We want to cultivate creativity. We want to explore. We want to be involved in a variety of components of our community. So the Science in Motion program has three major audiences.
Okay.
Students in the classroom and students outside the classroom, so, you know, mm-hmm. after school hours and so on. Teachers and faculty, college faculty, in the classroom and also outside the classroom. And then the third target audience is the community at large. Mm-hmm. What we want to do is improve the connectivity between science and the public at large. We want to improve the connectivity between UW-Madison and the state of Wisconsin in all corners of the state. So we will be offering programs that involve public engagement in matters related to science. We also have part of the group, you know, they play musical instruments, so we might, as we have done in the past, include that. The major goal is to really improve connectivity and to visit with people and talk with people and listen to people. It's not just, you know, talking at them or making a whiz-bang show. There are purposes for all of these different activities that I've been doing for decades. And through the generosity of a donor, a UW alum and his family, we were able to just recently secure this truck, we will use it to travel to different locations, pre-arranged, of course.
Sure.
There'll be small fees associated with this. You know, we're still working this out. But the goal is to foster the connectivity about science with the public at large. It's so important that we cultivate these relationships, meaningful relationships, so that we listen to what our audiences want to talk about. You know, we live in the most advanced scientific and technological times in history, and science and technology are the engines that drive our economy. It's very important to develop an appreciation for science and an understanding of the relationships between science and society. So you know, one theme is to advance science and to serve society. It's very important that we do this, and I'm really excited about this program. We're just ready to staff it. as I said, the generosity of our donor, who, by the way, was not a science major.
Oh.
And that again speaks well to the importance of that he and his family have put on the work that we do here. And so we will be aiming to make arrangements to travel, I would say, within a 400 to 400-mile radius from Madison. People interested in finding out how we can make these arrangements can contact us directly at the Sciences Fund website, scifund.org. You've always mentioned it, Larry. SCIFUN.org. So we're about to launch this. I think we will be moving along very well come fall semester.
That's pretty cool. Well, and 400 miles, that pretty much gets you right to the top of the state. So you're pretty much going to cover every place.
Well, I've been to Rhinelander, and I've been to inner city schools in Milwaukee. I've been to all corners of the state, but this is going to be a lot easier for us. And again, thanks to the generosity of and enlightenment of UW-Madison alums, and the university itself is supporting this as well.
And that truck will be carrying a lot of materials?
It'll be equipment and chemicals, all obeying the safety rules. It would facilitate the presentations that we will make, the public presentations, as well as the workshops for teachers and, some hands-on, minds-on activities for students to set up exploration stations. We've already done a little bit of this in the Madison area in the past several weeks, just to check it out and
see how it works.
Reception is extraordinary, really. And but the best part is that I and my staff are very excited about this, and we're getting a lot of comments about this program. So we're very, very happy with it.
Well, here we are in graduation season too, and there I know you've spoken at more than one commencement and given more than one commencement address. Yeah, you're nodding.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for graduates and the parents?
The end of the school year and graduation and commencement, they're exciting times. I have mixed feelings about the end of the school year.
Yeah,
it's a sad time because it's the last time I see the students, as a group like this. But it's a happy time also because they are ready to commence with their life and the lifelong connections that have been established with them. Will, when I hear from so many of them, are very satisfying to me. It's typically the advice people give at the commencement is to live your life properly and do good in the world. All very important aspects. The commencement speaker last Saturday at the UW Madison graduation was very good and was very popular in what he said. I would say that it's important to be focused on what you aspire to do, to think about the contributions that your family has made to get you to where you are now, to think about payback, not only to your family, but to society. I mean, after all, we are a public institution, and we believe in public education. So your role as a graduate now begins in a different fashion than it was 4 or 5 years ago when you came to college or when you came to graduate school. So think about what it is that you would like to be doing. Why do you want to do it? Be focused. Think sharply about the societal needs that we have and what role you can do to really make a difference. You have to decide what that difference is. And as I said earlier, think about doing good in the world. It's really, really important that we all do our best to serve society and to serve our immediate communities and to satisfy the natural curiosity that we have and try to be constructive in sharing whatever discoveries we make. No matter what your field is, whether it's science or As a writer or as a nurse or in all walks of life, think about the meaning of what you do. Give meaning to what you do. Share that meaning. So these are some of the ideas that I have, and I've been privileged to give over half a dozen commencement addresses all over the world, but not recently. So thank you for asking, Larry.
You were also a speaker at the March for Science that took place here in Madison, and there were many marches for science around the country. Maybe you could explain what was behind that.
The March for Science was held on Earth Day. And all around the world, there are over 600 cities where marchers went in large numbers to support science, to express themselves. I've always said, when the idea came up for having a March for Science, I've always said that the target audience for the marchers, the biggest target audience, are the marchers themselves. So they can learn how to articulate what it is that science deals with and articulate the connectivity between science and society. I'm a strong advocate of having science be very well connected to society. And these connections have to be mutual connections. So the March of Science, the March for Science in Madison attracted, by police estimates, nearly 5,000 people. It was peaceful. It was well organized, and it was an affirmation of the commitment both for the advancement of science through research and through exploration, and also to assure that science is serving society through innovation, economic prosperity, and as I keep saying, public engagement. I spoke among almost 10 people that were asked to speak at the march. And, you know, among the things that I said is that we march as scientists, as citizens, to express our unwavering beliefs in democracy and to act responsibly to defend the sovereignty of the planet. It was Earth Day. I was deeply honored to be introduced as a speaker by the daughter of Gaylord Nelson, who founded Earth Day in 1970. Tia Nelson was a student in my class a long time ago. She was very good the way she introduced me. It was very successful, not only here, but around the world. You know, the real question is, you know, what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
And how do we marshal ourselves to do that?
Yeah, we can talk some more about that. Our guest today, Bassam Shakashiri, professor of chemistry at the UW-Madison, holds the William T. Evu Chair for the Wisconsin Idea. We are going to take a quick break for a look at the news and weather, find out what else is in store for us. But you can call in with your questions, 1-800-642-1234. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. In the studio with me, Bassam Shakashiri, professor of chemistry at UW-Madison, holder of the William T. Evu Chair for the Wisconsin Idea. Always great to have him come by to talk about science and science education. You have a question or comment or something that you want to share with us, I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. And let's take a call. Jerry and Toma up now. Let's go there. Hi, Jerry. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Larry and Professor Shakashiri. I'm just so excited to actually be calling your show. I can't hardly stand it. I love this show and the topic that you're talking about this morning. My husband is a retired science teacher. We walked in the March for Science, and I'm so excited hearing about this science truck that's going all over. And Professor, are you looking for people to try to work with you to get it to come to certain cities? We live near La Crosse. Is there a process? You probably have that all figured out, or will you want volunteers, or just just any more information you can give would be great. And thank you so much for what you're doing and for your dedication and for your advocacy. We need people like you. And, Larry, we need people like you, too. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for this, for your comments and for this call. We are trying to figure it out. This is a major undertaking, and of course, we enter it with careful thought and with a clarity of purpose. So we will be responding to invitations to visit, for example, schools or civic organizations, religious organizations, all types of community groups can contact us and invite us. We very soon will have a manager for this effort. And let me emphasize that the truck itself is important, but it's just a vehicle. It is to transport equipment, glassware, and chemicals, and so on. What this project is really about, what this whole program is really about, is to enable respectful conversations to take place between the people who staff the Science in Motion program and the local community. So we will be responding and entering into conversations to make the necessary arrangements for these visits. The staff will consist of graduate students from UW-Madison, undergraduate students, academic staff, hopefully some faculty too. There's a lot of excitement about this. As I said earlier, the important aspect of this, the biggest purpose of this, is to improve the connectivity between science and society. And any way that people would like us to consider doing this, we're happy to consider doing it. I know we're going to be overwhelmed with requests, and we're going to have to sort them out, and we're going to have to stage when we do them and where we do them. But this is so exciting, and I could hear it in the voice of the caller, Larry. It was so exciting for us that this is happening. It is another manifestation of what my research program, the Wisconsin Initiative for Science Literacy, is all about, improving the connectivity, meaningful connections between scientists, engineers, educators, artists, and the community. And this is a equally two-way channel. And the truck is simply the vehicle for helping us do that.
And you'll get to go on some of those trips.
Of course I get to. Scheduling will become an issue here. But you know, I've been to just about every corner of the state in the past decades here. And the need became clearer after I made all these visits that we need a vehicle to help transport the chemicals and the equipment. But to make it a lot easier, I remember clearly having gone to Rhinelander about 20 years ago. About a year and a half ago, someone from Rhinelander called and said, would you like to come and visit? And I just couldn't do it back then. But it was about that time that the conversations about securing this truck to help serve the program. The program is what's important.
Yeah.
So, yes, by all means, communicate with us via email scifun.org, scifun.org. If you go to our website at the bottom of the front page, you will see how you can communicate with us via email. We're happy to respond to all inquiries, suggestions, even volunteers, as the caller said. Maybe we can work with local groups so that after we leave, they will carry on with the activities. In fact, that's one of the purposes that we have in mind here. I never, ever want any of our programs to be a one-shot deal. They are points of departure for future communications, successful communications, interactions among the audiences that we visit with, just as we do on the radio.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Well, I'm thinking about just in general about science and technology and education. There are a lot of federal jobs out there that are still vacant in Washington. And I'm wondering what how you feel about this. What does it mean in terms of study and their future?
Well, there are great concerns not having a science advisor to the president in place yet. Some names were mentioned early on after the election, but nothing has happened there. The president's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology has served extremely useful purposes in the past. Since it was established, there's been no mention of people nominated for that very important council. There are numerous positions, sub-cabinet positions that need to be filled. So I along with others, you know, we were taking a wait-and-see attitude. Well, okay, we waited, and we haven't seen much. So I would urge listeners in the audience to contact their elected officials and express their concerns to them, if this is how you feel about it, to the fact that we need the sub-cabinet appointments in science, in education, in the arts, in the humanities, in all of these areas to be in place, because we can't afford to pause and stop the wonderful momentum that has been established over decades change positively what happens in society. So specifically about science and technology, they're in the Department of Energy, for example, and the Department of Agriculture, and the Department of the Interior, and the Department of Commerce, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency Administration, they have to be staffed. In EPA, we know about the head of EPA. We know what he stands for. So we want properly trained, educated, and good communicators of the value of science to be in positions to make the case within the administration and also to interact with the Congress. So there are concerns about the size of the budget. The president, I heard, will be releasing his budget for the next fiscal year a week from today. And if all that we have heard about the huge cuts that will happen, they will be affecting, if they are in the president's proposed budget, they will be affecting the National Institutes of Health, the National Science Foundation, the Department of Energy, Department of Commerce, all of these big agencies that support science. They're talking about almost $1 trillion in cuts for the next fiscal year, which starts October 1st. Of course, the budget proposals from the administration go to the Congress as proposals. Then the Congress will have to dispense with them. And so this is why I urge people in the listening audience to communicate with our elected officials about the value of support for science and for education. It's a very, very important task that we have as responsible citizens, whether you are a scientist in the listening audience or you are a science fan or a person who just happens to be listening, think about what you care about and think about communicating that to our elected officials, both at the federal level and at the state level.
Bassam Shakashiri, our guest today. If you'd like to join in the conversation, you're most welcome. We'll get you on pretty quickly. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Miller Show Facebook page. Love to hear from you. Bassam, you wanted to add something.
I want to go back to what you asked me before about commencement time and graduation. Yeah. And I wonder if people in the listening audience who are parents who have any thoughts about how they feel about commencement, how they feel about graduation, how they feel about this time marker in the lives of their families. It's a big family time marker when a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife, you know, graduates from college. And pretty soon we're going to have graduation from high school. The school year will be over pretty soon. So I'm just curious how people in the listening audience feel about these time markers. I think they are very, very important because there are times for celebration. Mm-hmm. There are times for reflection, but there are also times to think about what's going to happen next, which is what really, really counts.
My daughter is graduating from grade 8, so she's going on to high school, and she's the salutatorian, so she's giving an address at the graduation ceremonies. She's working on that speech right now.
We just heard from one parent already with expressions of pride and satisfaction.
For sure. Right? For sure. It's something that I'm looking forward to seeing what she's... We've talked a little bit about what she wants to say, but I want those words to be hers and not mine. And so we've talked about it quite a bit, and she's... I'm pretty sure she's going to come up with it.
Well, parental support and family interactions are so crucial to the development of responsible citizens in our society, and that should happen at every age. You know, eighth grade, high school, community college, even a PhD. Very, very important to do that.
Well, we have callers online here. Before we get to the phones, I just wanted to ask you one question in the area of education and science education. How do you see, where are we now and how are we doing in that area?
Well, for the most part, we're doing very well. But as I said already, I'm concerned about pausing and breaking the momentum. We have... pockets of excellence, not only in Wisconsin, but around the country, where schools, colleges, universities are doing well. But we also have great concerns about the cost that is required to support these activities. So any big budget cuts at the state level, as we have experienced in Wisconsin in the past couple of years, and even similar or bigger cuts at the federal level, are going to affect the quality of life, Larry, the quality of life of all of us, not only the practitioners of science. So this, I'm not saying the sky is falling, but I'm saying we want to be aware of what it is that our elected officials are doing and what it is that our teachers are doing, what it is that our researchers are doing, and how we can be supportive and enable them to carry out their work to serve society. That's the point that I think is very, very important. It's not so much that, you know, we want to be number one in this and number one. This is not a competition in athletics. This is about the quality of life on the planet, the quality of life in my backyard. That's the range mm-hmm. that we're concerned about. And it's through education that we can address successfully the great challenges that we face here. So, it isn't only about financial support. It's about community involvement. It's about all of us caring about what happens in our community, what happens in our lives and our families, so that we pay attention to the goodness that people have in them, to the goodness that enables us to be a successful society, to advance science and to... advance the quality of life in society. So those are the concerns that I have. And they mm-hmm. may sound like they're budgetary, but the budget is part of it. But they go deeper than that. The budget is an expression of what society means to the public. So,
Dan in Wisconsin River Valley, let's go to you. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. My question is about the... political and societal pressures that scientists may be feeling in today's world on the issue of climate change. State websites are being scrubbed of climate change information or discussion of climate change. Agency professionals are being asked not to talk about climate change. And I'm just wondering if your guest today, as a university professor in science and trying to engage the public, what kind of pressures are being felt in the university system on climate change, and what is and what the university system might be doing to try to cope with those pressures mm-hmm. of climate change denial?
Climate change is real. The science is clear. It's the communication of the science that we have to work on. So how we effectively communicate what the effect of climate change is on our economy is an important challenge. Of course, to do that, we need sources of good information. And as the caller says, you know, some of these sources of information are being shut down. But there are other ways to do it. I think it's very important to be aware of what is out there and to sort out the good material from what else is on the internet. Sort it out and then develop a narrative for speaking about climate change, about the consequences of climate change, whether it is on economic or it's on agriculture or it is about poverty. All of these aspects are related to changes that are caused by us humans because of our huge dependence on fossil fuels. So it's important to develop a narrative and to be clear that it is constructive and sounding positive rather than be only reactionary. It's important to react, but we cannot be only reactionary. So those of us at universities, at colleges, those of us who are parents, teachers, should make ourselves better knowledgeable about what it is that is happening to the environment and what personal responsibility as well as collective responsibility we can all take to deal with these issues. And that's why I invite the caller and everyone else to come to my website, because we have a special entry that deals with climate science on the front page of the website. So if you go to SCIFUN, SCIFUN.org, that'll be one source. I can vouch for that. It's reliable. And would be happy to also respond to inquiries and questions about that via the website.
I want to bring up, before we run out of time here, your Science is Fun event, and we really need to talk about that, because that's coming up Saturday, July 1st, and it's fostering community appreciation of science, and science is fun, and you're going to be involved in that.
Yes, we do that every year at the Memorial Union Terrace in Madison. We do it as close as possible to Independence Day, to the 4th of July. So this will be on Saturday, July 1st, beginning at 8:15 p.m., just before sunset, and it runs for about an hour. We have a number of special guests. Let me see. Maybe we can talk about the special guests next time, right? These special guests will participate in doing experiments, will contribute to the joyfulness of the event. We've done this in the past with Bucky Badger, with Michael Crone, and members of the marching band, with other guests as well. Some guests come from out of town, some are local here. So everybody, you know, mark your calendars. It's a free event. It's open to the public. You don't need tickets. Just enjoy the setting on the beautiful shore of Lake Mendota, Saturday, July 1st. Beginning, my part begins at 8:15, but, you know, you can be there all day. You can be there even after we finish.
And with all of the new changes that have been made at the Memorial Union Terrace, it's it's always been a beautiful setting, but this is...
It's more attractive now. Find out for yourself and tell us.
But Sam, we have 1 minute. Final words on science and science education in this last minute.
You know, Larry, people ask me often, what is science? I say science is another way of looking at the world. Science enriches us. Science enables us to be critical. Science is not the answers, does not provide answers to all the questions that we have as human beings. So it's important to develop a sense of responsibility, a sense of duty to share the beauty of science with others who are not scientists, to emphasize the importance of the role of science in society. All the advances that we enjoy now in our daily lives, Larry, are a result of scientific and technological advances. The physician that you had on the program just before me, all that she talked about is the result of science. Yeah. And she was very good about doing it. So this is what we need. We need scientists to become better communicators of what science is and to help everyone in society become literate in science. Not necessarily a scientist, but if they want to be a scientist, that's fine too.
Always a pleasure, Bassam. We'll look forward to your next visit and appreciate it very much. Bassam Shakashiri, professor of chemistry at the UW-Madison, holder of the William T. Evue Chair for the Wisconsin IDEA. Great to have him along. He'll be back and we'll talk with him again. Tomorrow at this time, insect expert P.J. Leash will be back to talk about what's happening there. Stay with us.